Hi, and welcome to the FASD Elephant Podcast, the only podcast devoted to better understanding and treating fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. If you care for or work with a child or adult who has FASD, then this podcast is for you. This is Michael Harris, and I want to welcome you to the FASD Elephant Podcast. This is the first podcast we've had in a while. It is January 26th, 2014, as I record this, and I want to bring a really interesting interview to you today. I was at the 2013 FASD Matters Conference back in November in near Minneapolis, Minnesota. MOFAS, the Minnesota Organization for FAS, held a conference, and I really got to run into a lot of folks I hadn't seen in a while, and so got reacquainted with them. I met some new people and had a really great time just sitting in the vendor area meeting everyone. So it was a lot of great people. One of the folks that I met was Jody Allen Crow, who has some really great ideas and perspective about prevention in the area of FASD. There's a lot of work done in clinics, but not so much in other places, and he's got some really great ideas that we're going to listen to in just a minute. One other thing I'd like to mention is that we're relaunching the website and the podcast and trying to make this a little better for everybody. A little more interesting and more topics and more frequent and regular podcasts and blogs. The blogs are going to be a little more from my perspective as a psychologist and foster parent, while the podcast will be a little more from the psychologist side and networking side. But I hope you guys will enjoy this and let me know what you think about it. One final thing is that I'm having a little survey going on until January 28th. If you're listening to this at another time, that's okay. You can just skip over this part for the next minute or so. But the survey is asking folks for help in what kind of books you would like to see written for FASD. I've got several chapters and half-written articles and things that I'm finally pulling together, and just want to poll people and see what it is that they would like to have available to them first. So if you have a chance and it's still before the end of January 2014, there is a link on the show notes on the website fasdelephant.com for this episode that you can fill a form out and possibly win a prize too, sending out some Starbucks gift cards. Okay, well, with no further ado, we're going to take a listen to the very interesting story and journey that Jody Allen Crow has. Thank you. Hi, this is Michael Harris. We're at the 2013 FASD Matters Conference, sponsored by MOFAS here in Minnesota. And I've been going around interviewing people, and we have Jody Crow with us. And he has some very interesting history with FASD and some very interesting things going on. And I'd like for you to introduce yourself, Jody, if that's okay.
Hi, I'm Jody Allen Crow. I'm an educator. I've been a teacher, principal, superintendent. And I started learning about this as a teacher back in the late 1980s when I was teaching an elementary class on a reservation in northern Minnesota. And a nurse came through from the tribe and introduced this foreign concept of something called fetal alcohol syndrome. And I realized with the pictures that she was showing and the academic profiles that she was showing that I needed to know more about this, because many of the kids that I was working with in my classroom fit that academic profile, and many of them actually fit the profiles of the pictures that I was seeing from that. Right. So that was my introduction to fetal alcohol syndrome.
Okay, and so that was in the 80s, you said?
1989, I think, is probably 90s. The year that it started, yes.
And here it's 2013, and I'm standing in front of your exhibit here with a very fascinating concept that I can't believe hasn't been done already. And so I know that you guys have done a lot of work around the midstream pregnancy test. So would you like to comment on what you're doing
now? You know, after I wrote a book, and then I was out talking to people, and when I founded Healthy Brains for Children, I realized as an educator, we just didn't have prevention programs. We might have got a couple of posters that came in. Maybe once in a while somebody would come in and say, could we talk to your kids? But there wasn't anything that was really an actionable prevention strategy with high school kids. So when I would talk to people, I'd say, we have to have prevention activities. Healthy Brains for Children, totally focused on prevention. So one of my thoughts was, why don't we put a pregnancy test dispenser in a woman's restroom in a bar?
Yeah.
And after a couple of years of talking about it and giving this idea to anybody who listened to me to do it themselves, Nobody did. So I said, time is right for me to actually do this. So we did that. We put a pregnancy test dispenser in a bar down in Mankato, Minnesota, in an affluent bar, focusing on affluent women, because we knew that that was a huge issue. And it was the day that our dispenser was revealed, the CDC came out with a report saying 1 out of 13 women drink during their pregnancy. So it was kind of a
good timing.
Perfect timing, yes.
Right.
And within a day, it was an international story. Within a week, it was a number one trending story on Yahoo. Anderson Cooper has interviewed me, New York Times, ABC News, the Doctors TV show has done a segment. Steve Harvey, on Friday night after came out, Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about it. You know, so it was everywhere.
All press is good press.
All press is good press. A friend of mine, God behold him, he says, you're on the Drudge Report. Finally, I know somebody who made it. It's like,
wow.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Well, but over the course of the last year, we've had to do some redesign. We didn't realize how much of an impact this was going to have. We were just thinking it was going to be a couple of them that we put out, maybe try to get 100 of them out somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's not what happened. All at once, it's gone virtually viral.
Right.
We have a state that's looking at, within a couple of months, there's going to be an announcement that this state's going to require a pregnancy test dispenser in every alcohol establishment in that state.
Right.
There's a province in Canada that's going to require all of their Class 1 bars having a pregnancy test dispenser in all of their bars. And basically the dispenser says, think before you drink.
Right.
Can you be pregnant? Test and see.
Right.
You know, because you shouldn't be drinking. So, and we also have introduced this component to the responsible drinking, saying do the PT.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, everybody knows what a DD is, a designated driver.
Right.
What if in a couple of years we have people saying, hey, who's our DD and did all the gals PT?
Yes, yes.
Are people pregnancy testing before they go out to drink just to make sure they're not going to damage their child?
Mm-hmm.
So that's our intent, is to keep that message alive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also, we're just now in the brink of a new initiative where we're using cell phone breathalyzers in a county in Minnesota.
Nice.
Where we're going to be providing cell phone breathalyzers and the monitoring of it. We've raised the money now to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be working with teenage pregnancies, offering them to parents of teenagers who become pregnant, saying, here, monitor your child, your grandparents or grandparents, and then the county has actually asked us if they could be involved in this, and the county is going to be utilizing it with alcohol-involved pregnant women, using cell phone breathalyzers to monitor their pregnancy so they don't drink during the pregnancy. So we're focused on prevention.
That is some amazing amazing progress there. And you're right, you were saying earlier that prevention is not fully understood, and these are just some avenues to help. It's really different than just, you know, having this curriculum in the school, but then nothing to do about it.
Right.
So here there's something to do about it, something really to lock on.
Yeah, we got high school counselors who are involved.
Right.
So if a high school counselor finds out they've got a girl who's pregnant, they can pull her in and say, would you like to be part of this program?
Yes.
And guess what? If a high school girl has a cell phone breathalyzer that she's being monitored during her pregnancy, every one of her friends are going to know that you shouldn't be drinking during a pregnancy. Nowadays, if she's pregnant, the advice she's getting from her friends may not be don't drink during the pregnancy.
Right.
Many times it's going to be a little drinking isn't going to hurt you.
Exactly.
So we really want to change that whole environment around teenage pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
And my other intent there is, up in Canada, after the age of 18, the legal drinking age is 18 in Canada.
Right.
After that, the laws up there do not allow any intervention if somebody's drinking.
Mm.
But prior to 18, they could conceivably start this in Canada also, because it's illegal to drink prior to 18. So work on those younger teenage pregnancies, because that's our next generation of mothers who are coming through.
Right. Help keep them safe and their children safe.
Yes, absolutely.
Like I said, that's some amazing work. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also have a book called The Fatal Link.
Yes.
And that's been out a little while.
2008. It was published, yes.
Okay.
It's my it's a story of my journey learning mm-hmm. about prenatal exposure to alcohol, working in the environments that I did, the kids that I worked with, and me saying something's going on here.
Right.
And then I studied school shooters. I'm the only person who's actually talked to mothers of school shooters, asked them if they drank alcohol. I've communicated with them via face-to-face conversation, telephone. Mm-hmm.
Important written, questions. Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Yes. And irrefutable evidence in Minnesota, Wisconsin, 4 out of 6 were heavily prenatally exposed to alcohol.
Is that right?
And the other two, I leave it in my book for the reader to judge, mm-hmm. but they both fit the profile.
Wow.
I just didn't have the irrefutable proof.
Exactly.
And then when I did a national profile study, not only profiling the shooter, but profiling the mother, as in high risk factors of the mother for drinking, mm-hmm. I determined when I found enough information that 88% fit the profile.
That is amazing. And not surprising.
Not surprising.
Right.
Not surprising at all.
Right.
Yeah. So that The Fatal Link is my book that mm-hmm. I've written on that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. If folks want to figure out or find more out about the pregnancy test or buy your book, where do they do it?
HealthyBrainsForChildren.org.
Okay.
It's an easy one. HealthyBrainsForChildren.org.
Okay, great. And what I'll do is I'll put a link on my website so people can access that and find your book and your pregnancy test.
Wonderful.
And put your maybe put a photograph of you up there.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for joining me on the FASD Elephant Podcast. If you have a question, a comment, or some feedback to make this a better podcast, you can email that to me at michael@fasdelephant.com. Remember, I may read your email on the podcast, so if you don't want that, be sure to put a note to that effect in the email. You can also make comments on the blog at www.fasdelephant.com, where you can find show notes, links, and other related information that might be helpful to you. Please remember that the information on this podcast is for a general audience. It is not psychological or medical advice for any particular situation, so be sure to consult with your own mental health or medical provider for your own specific circumstances. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.